Black boys. We're here to talk about black boys. Get the ice cream. Let's talk about boys.
What?
No, I'm joking. No, the weird title, I know, but it's all around a local street in London who is having a nice little fight about whether or not their street should be called Black Boy Lane or not. And I thought we'd enjoy because it's kind of a wholesome story. Cheer us up a little bit.
Is it wholesome? I thought it was a thoroughly depressing story. I'm willing to change my mind.
I'm seeing fields of green in all of this. So we'll start off with no fields of green. George Orwell's 1984 book club that we did, because one of the main themes being, of course, that you just delete the past. Don't think about it. You can't remember anything before. And some of this does seem to be taking place in Black Boy Lane. Because we'll go to the news before they started doing things. Black Boy Lane renamed due to racial connotations. Dun dun dun.
How terrible. I mean, it's a neutral statement.
I know.
It's not saying anything good or bad. In fact, surely naming a street Black Boy, naming an area where you live, that's a positive.
You have to understand, British culture is incredibly racist, and they can't stand even thinking about black people, so they're deleting the name because the racial connotations make them upset. At least I presume that's what the reasoning was. Never really explained,
I mean,
actually.
If I went to a street and I saw White Boy Lane, I'd think, that's a bit weird.
Tear it down.
And funny. But I wouldn't say, oh, I'm offended. I'd just be like, I'm curious as to the origin of that because it's strange.
I've been thinking of street names just for a second. I mean, everyone's seen like a map of the different places you can go in England with funny names.
Mm-hmm.
Bum Street. I mean, there's T-W-A-T-T. That's mm-hmm. somewhere in Scotland. You can go
there. There's a place in Plymouth that went really viral on the early memetic internet because the Plymouth waterfront is called The Ho. And then you have the Ho foreshore, as in foreshore meaning, you know, before the water. So it says Ho for sure.
Yeah, I know a lot of these places keep having to buy new signs because people keep stealing them for their pub. So there's that problem. And maybe some Black Boy Lanes will be stolen. Because the thing is, I would have thought this was, I don't know, a chimney sweep or something. I certainly wouldn't have thought of black people because England's an old place, quite old indeed. And they say in here, Black Boy Lane in Tottenham is to be renamed La Rose Lane from Monday.
La Rose.
After the publisher, John La Rose.
Okay.
Who hasn't read John La Rose?
I have
a little shrine to John La Rose in my house.
Who is he?
I can't go to sleep without thinking of John La Rose. John La Rose visits me in the night and tells me about all of his great books. I don't know how far I'm taking this bit.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going.
Because who the hell is he? I don't know. The hell? Just some black guy who writes books. Okay.
Okay.
Right. It is among several roads and buildings across London to be renamed following the Black Lives Matter protests.
That follows. There were some protests, so we've got to rename street names now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Black lives indeed matter, which is why I'm deleting the word black from any of... I'm going to get rid of you all. It's another response. Black Boy Lane is thought to have been named actually after a pub from the 17th century. Funnily enough, I think a pub in the 1600s might not have been talking about black people.
Yeah, I think that it wasn't really in the public consciousness to be that racially conscious.
Well, don't know what black people are, so there's that. Also, there might have been a certain someone else who was referred to as a black boy in that era. I'm going to see if the audience can figure it out before we get to it. I don't know if you know.
It's not Chimney Sweeps, is it?
Very famous Englishman.
Okay.
No, all right, we'll leave it there for now. Harrogate Council began a consultation into the planned name change following the death of George Floyd. Yeah, of course. George Floyd's died. Well, can't be called Black Boy Lane anymore. Can't do that.
Well, George Floyd died, so therefore, naturally, we have to rename this road in England.
It's what you would have wanted. Just smash it up. The local authority said many other residents shared the concerns about racial connotations of the name. Name them. I'm asking you to name them because we have the data in a minute. And the impact it continues to have on black people in Haringey.
Are they really that sensitive? It's like, oh my goodness.
Black locals, I believe, that walk the land in fear.
There's a...
the pub enjoyers who go to that pub that's named after Black Boy. They stalk the road for black boys. And if they find a black boy, they turn up and go, Black Boy.
There was a pub that had to change its name because it was called the Black Bitch after a black dog, female dog, obviously, and they had to rename it because it was offensive, even though the pub's name was many hundreds of years old. So it's something really dry and boring now.
Yeah, this isn't like the what's that movie where they bomb the bridge and the dog is called? You know the one I'm referring to, the black dog? With the... It's not that situation is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
For sure. Anyway, the council added it would be committed to taking action to address inequality and celebrate the rich diversity of our borough by deleting black boys. What does that mean? What does any of that mean? It's just more buzz buoy. It's like, I'm going to give money to my leftist friends to tell me I'm racist. Cool, thanks. I'm glad to pay taxes.
You're going to get onto how much it costs.
We will.
To do it. Okay, I won't spoil it then.
However, it admitted a significant number of residents in the street objected to the plans.
It's always the case, isn't it?
Hmm. Significant number. I wonder what the number was. Because many people agreed, significant numbers disagreed. So, it turns out it was like 20% of the locals wanted it gone. 80% said no.
Yeah. Very democratic.
Very, very little weasel words about what are the numbers. Anyway, the men finally came with the hammers to kill black boys. No, to get rid of Black Boy Lane for racism, I guess. Renamed it La Rose Lane, formerly Black Boy Lane. So they've still got Black Boy on the thing.
I love the idea that they're trying to correct the racism, but still have it on there.
Where was the racism?
Well, it's obviously not actually racist. Well,
no, the racism was supposed that it racism. Said Black Boy. It still says Black Boy. So, and as you have this person mentioning, it cost them £189,000.
That's money well spent. I don't know what that sign's made of. Is it white gold and I don't know?
Well, it wasn't all on the sign itself. It was on the consultation and the meetings and the biscuits at the meetings that were quite nice, and then the teas, which you know had to be imported from.
And the holidays of all of the attendees and their.
They flew everyone to South Africa, who was in the council, presumably, mm-hmm. to experience what a black boy was, because they had no idea. Mm-hmm. Where else would you find them? I don't know.
If this isn't resounding proof that government can't spend money responsibly, I don't know what is.
There was the toilet in New York City that was $1 million they spent. It was going to last 5 years, and then they had to replace it. It was in a park run by the government. And John Stossel went around and looked at the local house prices, and you could buy a very nice house for $800,000.
So you could have a public toilet in like an apartment.
They could have just purchased a house next to the park, opened it up as a public toilet, and had one room as the toilet.
I imagine the neighbours might have complained about that.
You know, could have charged, but no. Government is crap at everything it does. And if we go to the locals who were very giddy about this, there you have it, you have them there. They cut the ribbon. You may notice everyone's very happy. Yes, we've gotten rid of racism, boys. Racism is no more. Mrs. Obama, you can now live in peace. And then Donald Trump turned up.
I imagine this is just the La Rose Appreciation Society. Every single one of them is there. I mean, I don't know this guy. Maybe he's a good author.
No, these are all people from the council who are like, we've done a good thing. Okay. We've confirmed that nobody needs $190,000. Presumably that's all they do. $190,000, maybe what's that worth? Like a piece of broccoli?
Otherwise, the way inflation's going, yeah.
Why else would you spend this much on Street Name Upset Me? If you go to the next image here, we can see. Look at them. Just look at them. All of these people are awful. Why would you spend all this money on renaming it? You don't even rename it properly because you're offended by the words black boy, and then you put black boy on the thing anyway. Like, this is all just self-indulgent theft. Like, you've stolen basically $190,000 from the taxpayer for your own. It's not even well-being, because again, even if we take your premise that the words black boy in front of you make you shrivel up and die like a witch covered in water, like, no, you are just thieves, all of you, saying that I need this money to do this. Like, the council should be utterly ashamed of themselves, and all the sycophants who enabled them to do this is embarrassing. And if we go to the local response from the actual, like, yeah, 5 minutes. 5 minutes and that happened. Because of course it did. But the locals are just like, no. This is Black Boy Lane.
It wasn't even a thorough job. I mean, if you were going to graffiti it, at least, you know, block it out entirely. And get rid of the formerly just so it says Black Boy Lane again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, actually, that is true. I kind of like the crapness of it, just to be like, no, no.
Just indifference, just flippantly, just like, yep, I'm going to do one brush stroke and we're done.
Yeah, but I think if you're right, if you want to redo the whole thing, then there are some more artistic points to be made there. And if we go to the next link here, there we are. There, it was named after King Charles II. That was the answer.
Oh, right.
Funny that. Funny how something, you know, a pole pub in the 1600s might have not been named after black people. It might have been named after the black boy, which is what people called King Charles II for a long time.
I didn't know it. It was his nickname, to be honest.
It's a very old nickname. It's quite funny that the black nationalists in the United States, I've seen some of their documentaries about how everyone was black, and King Charles II, they keep claiming he's black because he was called the Black Boy. I'm like, right. It wasn't because he was black, mm-hmm. in case you're wondering. And if it was, then it's even funnier that you get rid of it. So, whatever.
Until African people, the colour black didn't exist in the Western world.
No. So there you have it. Again, makes doubly no sense. If you go to the next one here, we can see locals now have started putting up Black Boy Lane signs all over their houses. Many a local has done this. There's one person in their window there. If we scroll through these, someone else in their window. It's just like, no, this is Black Boy Lane. A third occupancy. And then a fourth one decided to nail it to their front of the house.
It's nice to see that people aren't just apathetic about it. They've actually gone to lengths to poke fun at the decision.
Yeah, but it's just woke idiocy for the sake of, I want to feel like I'm doing something, so I'll steal 190 grand, shall I? I mean, I know the Black Lives Matter is strong within some people, and the need to fraud is out there. But anyway.
I mean, if the actual meaning behind Black Lives Matter in that you're saying that, yes, a black life is worth something, how have they gotten to, yes, the mention of a black boy in a road sign is bad, it's racist.
There were no black boys to begin with as well.
No, they've gone from preserving people's lives, allegedly.
To erasure.
Yes.
We've got the survey done. Not a single black person living there wanted this. Zero. I love my zeros. As you can see here, this is the data of just the very expensive, apparently, survey of knocking on a door and asking someone, do you support changing the road name? Black, African, / Caribbean, 0 people said yes, 3 people said no. There you are. Not a single black person wanted this to happen. Of even just the, you know, pathetic white people, what is that, like, the highest there, 4 people, or 29% of white Europeans, not even British, so whatever, mm-hmm. Saying they want it changed. There you are. It's funny to see the Europeans being more cucked than the actual white British, but whatever.
I like that it only adds up to, like, 20 people as well.
Yeah, remember, it's just a small street.
I suppose. Like, so.
It's a real nothing burger, but...
I was going to say, I was looking at the figure, like 100% of Asians wanted to change it, and it's like, oh, it's one person.
Well, it's Abdul. He thought it was funny. So it's just him. And if we go to one of the morons behind all this, we can see, because, again, this is obviously just a grift from racial activists, this being one of them. We've got this guy talking about problematic place names. Look at my TikTok. Ain't I doing well? Aren't I changing the world? No, you're pathetic. And all you people stealing 190 grand from the taxpayer are thieves and should feel ashamed. And this one, he's whining that there are about 70 pubs that are actually named after black boys. And he mentions in there are some that are about Charles II and chimney sweeps. So that doesn't make any sense. But there are some named after black people. It's a very small number. And in which case, you didn't care about any of them. You spent your time wondering about Black Boy Lane.
I've not seen a single argument as to why it's actually bad to have this, because it's not being rude about them.
No, it's not.
In fact, naming a place after them.
It is actually black history.
Yeah.
Some of them that I've seen that people are like, oh my God, this is so offensive. It's a black guy who's in the army for the British, but he's in his army uniform, smiling with his gun. Disgraceful. I mean, how could they do this?
When Alexander the Great founded Alexandria, he didn't say, oh, I did that because it's offensive. You name something after something because it's an appreciation of it, right?
Yeah. What do these wonderful people in society spend their time doing? Well, this guy, he spends his time whining about whiteface. We go forwards. You can see that. Go forwards, please, John. We can see that. There you are. Not the same as blackface. Base. He says, okay, right. And also, we can see his TikTok as well, in which he spends his time talking about how black power is great. He has black power in his profile picture as well.
Oh, yeah.
We can go to the TikTok, please. We can see that. And so we can guess what motivates him. Racial politics, endlessly.
Race nationalism, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, look at the even the 4 videos that come up there. Yeah, what do you think? And I love his TikTok about Black Boy Lane as well, where he's like, oh yeah, it's basically like oppressing black people. All the comments are just like, shut up. It's like, you're talking nonsense.
I'm getting oppressed by the road signs. I hate to break it to you. If that happens, if you see a road sign and you feel like you're being oppressed, you're weird.
And speaking of offensive road signs that are oppressing us, well, if Black Boy Lane is, then Plantation Wharf. Oh boy. Don't know what we're going to do about that one. And, well, it could be even more dumb, I guess, because in Essex, they actually had a pub called the Black Boy with an image of King Charles II outside on the pub, mm-hmm. if we go to the article, and they still renamed the pub.
For goodness sake.
In case black boys were offended.
It's the similar thing with the pub with the dog. They had a picture of the dog, so it's clear that it's about a dog.
Clearly it's about black women. What? It's like, no, it wasn't.
that's some proper projection going on there, isn't it?
Yeah, every single time. It's pure projection or just insane people who, I guess, have some real deficiency in their lives. They're like, you know what I'm going to be remembered for? Fighting racism. How am I going to do that? Rename a street named after King Charles II.
Get some better hobbies, I say.
Yeah, I don't know. Take up the hobby of changing your gender every day to the Scottish National Party. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the economic series, this one on debt and deficits. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.